Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has ancient and unbroken culture of democracy and consensus building, open dialogue and free discussion resonated throughout its history. Reserve Bank asks all banks to keep all the branches dealing with government business open on Sunday, 31st March. Special Task Force of Assam Police nabs head of ISIS in India, Harith Faruqi from Dhubri. Pre-arrival registration advisory issued for Indian nationals visiting Hong Kong. Russian and Belarusian athletes not to participate in opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympics. And in badminton, India's Kiran George enters men's singles pre-quarters at the Swiss Open in Basel, Switzerland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India has an ancient and unbroken culture of democracy. Sharing his remarks virtually at the Summit for Democracy, organized by South Korea in Seoul last evening, he said consensus building, open dialogue and free discussion have resonated throughout India's history.
India has an ancient and unbroken culture of democracy. It has been the lifeblood of Indian civilization. Consensus building, open dialogue and free discussion have resonated throughout India's history. That is why my fellow citizens consider India to be the mother of democracy. Over the last decade, India had moved forward with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas.
Mr. Modi highlighted that in a few weeks from now, the world will witness the largest festival of democracy in India. He added that with 1 billion voters expected to vote, this will be the largest electoral exercise in the history of mankind. He said people of India will once again affirm the faith in democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new Bharat does not endure terrorism, but teaches a lesson to the perpetrators. Speaking at the Bharat Rising Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the people who used to terrorize India are nowhere now. Prime Minister said that the entire world considers the 21st century as a century of India. He highlighted that big rating agencies and economists are assured of rising India and the entire world is witnessing how India has brought big changes in the last 10 years.
आज पूरी दुनिया 21वीं सदी को भारत की सदी कहती है. बड़ी बड़ी रेटिंग एजेंसी, बड़े बड़े अर्थशास्त्री, बड़े बड़े जानकार राइजिंग भारत को लेकर बहुत आश्वस्त है. ऐसा इसलिए है क्योंकि पूरी दुनिया आज ये देख रही है कि पिछले 10 साल में भारत ने कितने बड़े परिवर्तन, आजादी के बाद से जो सिस्टम बना, जो वर्क कल्चर बना, उस सिस्टम में ये ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन लाना इतना आसान नहीं था, लेकिन ये हुआ है.
The two-day state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan, which was scheduled to begin today, has been postponed due to ongoing inclement weather conditions over Paro Airport. External Affairs Ministry said new dates have been worked out by the two sides through diplomatic channels. Election Commission has asked centre and state and UT governments to immediately remove all unauthorised political posters from government properties like railways and airports. In its letter, the poll body said the Commission has been receiving complaints from various quarters alleging that unauthorized political advertisements are still being displayed in many places across the country. EC has taken serious note of the non-compliance, partial compliance of its instructions. It has directed all state UT governments to immediately remove all unauthorized political advertisements. EC has asked for compliance report in this regard to be furnished to the Commission till 5 p.m. today. In Punjab, the voting for the Lok Sabha elections 2024 will be held on the 1st of June in the 7th and last phase. The notification for this election will be issued on 7th of May. The total number of voters in the state is more than 2 crore 12 lakh, including more than 4 lakh 90,000 first-time voters. We have a report.
First time voters in Punjab between the age group of 18 to 19 years is approximately 4,90,000. Among these, the highest number of youth voters is in the border Lok Sabha constituency, Gurdaspur. Whereas in the Dhyana Lok Sabha constituency, the number of voters in this category is the least. The Election Commission of India is especially encouraging the first time voters, and these voters will be honored by giving certificates by the booth level officers. Similarly, the number of voters above 85 years of the age is also more than 2,55,000, including more than 5,100 voters of 100 plus age group. All these elderly voters will get the facility to cast their vote from their home. Shishu Sharma Santal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
NEET PG exam, which was earlier scheduled for the 7th of July, will now be conducted on 23rd of June. A notification released for the National Medical Commission said that the cut-off date for completion of internship to become eligible for NEET PG, however, will remain unchanged to 15th of August. While the results will be declared on 15th of July, the academic session will start on 16th of September. Meanwhile, the National Testing Agency, NTA, said that due to elections, the Shrestha NETS 2024 exam, earlier scheduled on the 24th of May, has been preponed to 11th of May. The Reserve Bank has asked all banks to keep all their branches dealing with government business open on Sunday, the 31st of March. This comes after the government requested to keep all banks dealing with government receipts and payments open for transactions on the 31st of March so as to account for all the government transactions relating to receipts and payments in the current fiscal itself. RBI has further asked banks to give due publicity about the availability of banking services on this day. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. In a major breakthrough, the Special Task Force of Assam Police apprehended the head of ISIS in India, Harish Faruqi, along with another operative at Dhubri yesterday. The CPRO of the Assam Police said that acting of inputs provided by the central agencies, the STF team arrested them while they sneaked into the country, crossing international border. They have been taken to Guwahati for questioning. Sources said that both of them will be handed over to the NIA. Consulate General of India in Hong Kong has issued a pre-arrival registration PAR advisory for Indian travellers to Hong Kong. Indian nationals planning to visit the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region HKSAR for a stay not exceeding 14 days are required to apply for online pre-arrival registration. A successful PAR is valid for a period of 6 months and multiple visits. Details in the PAR must exactly match those in the passport. The Consulate General in Hong Kong has urged Indian nationals visiting Hong Kong to follow Government of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region's regulations in this regard to minimize the possibility of any inconvenience to themselves. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his gratitude for India's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, humanitarian aid and active participation in peace formula meetings. In a social media post, Zelensky said that it will be important for Ukraine to see India attend the inaugural peace summit, which is currently being prepared in Switzerland. The statement came after a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. The two leaders have discussed the development of bilateral relations. Zelensky said Ukraine is interested in strengthening trade and economic ties with India, particularly in agricultural exports, aviation cooperation, and pharmaceutical and industrial product trade. Ukraine also wishes to welcome Indian students back to Ukrainian educational institutions, he added. General Election Commission of Indonesia officially declared Prabowo Subianto as the next president of the country. The commission informed that the 72-year-old former general gained 58.59% of the total votes in his presidential run. His main rivals, Enis Baswedan, got only 24.95% of the votes, while another candidate, Ganjar Pranowo, gained 16.46% of the votes. The commission also declared Zibran Rakabuming Raka, son of the incumbent president, Joko Widodo, as the next vice president. The president and the vice president-elect will be inducted into office on October 28, 2024. Polling was held on the 14th of February, 2024. In Pakistan, 8 militants and 2 security forces were killed in a fierce encounter at Gwadar Port Authority GPA complex in Baltistan province yesterday. The fighting began as heavily armed militants forcibly tried to enter into the Gwadar complex and open fire and explosions were reported. The attackers were killed as they tried to enter the port complex. 2 soldiers were also killed in the fighting. Majid Brigade of the proscribed Baltistan Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for the attack. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast enhanced rainfall with thunderstorm activity over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 23rd of this month. It has also predicted scattered to moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds, very likely over Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand till today. We spoke to senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Janamani.
There has been continuous rain and thunderstorm over eastern India, particularly Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, West Bengal and Sikkim and northeast India, but it will gradually reduce and today and tomorrow significantly the weather will improve. Regarding North India, western region likely to start the western Himalayan region from 23rd of March due to heat. There is likely good of rain, thunderstorm and snowfall also from this area. In India as a whole, there is no heat wave and the temperature in most areas below normal.
The International Olympic Committee, IOC, has announced that the Russian and Belarusian athletes will not be allowed to participate in the Parade of Nations at the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. The IOC director, James McLeod, said the athletes who will be competing in the Games under a neutral flag will not participate in the parade and teams during the opening ceremony since they are individual athletes. He said a decision on whether they would participate in the closing ceremony had not yet been made. In Swiss Open badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the men's singles pre-quarters in straight sets last night. He defeated Takuma Obayashi of Japan in the first round. In another match, Priyanshu Rajawat also secured his pre-quarter berth by defeating Hong Kong's Lee Chiok Yu. Earlier, Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variyath triumphed over Malaysia's Roy King Yap and Valerie Seo, ensuring a place in the mixed doubles pre-quarters. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mustafa.
Thank you, Abhishek. Hindustan Times quoting Prime Minister Modi writes, government preparing a roadmap for 25 years. Modi highlights women leadership in startups, leads the pioneer. Election Commission issues notifications for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Notes the statement. Centre notifies its fact-check unit to red flag news it considers false, reports the Indian Express. Prime Minister speaks to Putin, Zelensky calls for dialogue diplomacy to end war, says the Hindu. Modi's Bhutan visit postponed due to inclement weather, reports the Asian Age. And finally, the Times of India reports that Finland remained the world's happiest country for a seventh straight year in an annual UN-sponsored World Happiness Report published yesterday. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has ancient and unbroken culture of democracy and consensus building, open dialogue and free discussion resonated throughout its history. Reserve Bank asks all banks to keep all the branches dealing with government business open on Sunday, 31st March. Special Task Force of Assam Police, NEF, Head of ISIS in India, Harish Faruqi from Dhubri, Free Arrival Registration Advisory issued for Indian nationals visiting Hong Kong, Russian and Belarusian athletes not to participate in opening ceremony of 2024 Paris Olympics, and in badminton, India's Kiran George enters men's singles pre-quarters at the Swiss Open in Basel, Switzerland. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.